Top of the afternoon to you, and we welcome you to W80K's Open Forum, our 68-year tradition of getting it said here in the middle of the day, and today is an Elder Affairs edition, and it's so wonderful to be able to welcome to the Open Forum Meals on Wheels of Rhode Island, and on the line with me is Executive Director Megan Grady. Megan, welcome.
Good afternoon, Bruce. So happy to be part of the show today.
Well, we are so delighted that you're going to be with us here on a regular basis on our Elder Affairs edition of the Open Forum. And I have to say, what a great, just heartwarming 30 seconds or so it is to hear the messages that Meals on Wheels is putting out there and just the what you mean to so many people. And it really comes through, I have to tell you. So you guys did just an amazing job on painting those word pictures.
Oh, thank you, Bruce. Well, we are so much more than a meal, and I'm sure we will talk about that on today's show.
Yeah, we really will. How long has Meals on Wheels been at it?
So we are in our 53rd year of operation. We started in 1969. Some of your listeners may even remember our founder, Mr. Joe Brown, who started Meals on Wheels of Rhode Island with 17 seniors and one route in Providence.
Wow, how about that? He probably did it in a station wagon.
Station wagon, I am sure. I believe the meals were dispatched out of the back of Grace Street Church.
Wow.
Some of your listeners might be familiar with that location.
I know it well.
We have grown and grown and grown. Last year, we served over 350,000 meals.
Wow.
And this summer, in July of 2022, we served our 20 millionth home-delivered meal. So that's 20 million meals right here in the Ocean State.
That's amazing. Boy, Uber's got nothing on you. And the meals know where they're going, and the people know where they're going. And that's the connection. And it's part of your service model. I mean, again, I can't stress enough how personable and how really vivid the messaging is, where you have some of your friends who you're supporting and servicing, and they say how much they look forward to their driver. And then, and it's a personal thing, and it's a possessive type thing. My driver, I love it when Joe comes or when Bill comes. It really is just heartwarming, but it's part of your service model. Tell us about that.
So Meals on Wheels of Rhode Island, we use a more than a meal model. So many people are familiar with the idea that we bring food to people who are homebound. But the more than a meal aspect of it is the life-saving safety check and the opportunity for socialization that accompanies that meal. We touch lives across the Ocean State, and our clients, many look forward to that daily delivery, that friendly smile, and knowing that they're not only going to receive food, but they're going to be able to age safely in their home. You referenced some of our commercials, and so on TV and radio, you may have had an opportunity to meet Roland, Ethel, and Donna, three of our celebrity spokespeople who have taken to the airwaves to share a little bit about how the More Than a Meal model has made a difference in their life.
Yeah. Was there a particular time or an individual, and maybe it goes back to Joe Brown, where it really became apparent that this was more than just a meal?
Yeah, I imagine it's been from day one. You know, when you think about who we serve, we primarily serve older adults who are homebound and need help shopping or cooking food. But we started back in 1969 and came out of a period in time with the Older Americans Act. So 1969 is when the Older Americans Act was passed by Congress. And I think the food and nutrition work was finalized in 1972. We rely on federal funds and state funds. We also rely on generous donors throughout the state of Rhode Island to serve our 2,300 to 2,500 clients each year. So much more than a meal started back in 1969. And, you know, maybe we'll have time today to talk a little bit more about how we've changed and modernized, over our history.
Sure. We certainly will. Talking with Executive Director Megan Grady of Meals on Wheels of Rhode Island. And I think it's important to note, Megan, that Meals on Wheels of Rhode Island serves Rhode Island. Oftentimes, we kind of morph into this sort of greater area, and it's, we ding part of Connecticut, or we're halfway to Cape Cod, and things like that. But when we talk, I think it really is meaningful, particularly to the people that you serve, who I'm sure always are from where they are and probably haven't moved too far from where they're at right now. And they're Rhode Islanders, and I'm sure it's a common thread. And that has to be part of it as well. You mentioned the three celebrities, and they talk about how personal relationship is with their drivers. And I'm sure that they tell stories, and that is such an important part of this model, this benefit that Meals on Wheels provides that is more than just a meal. It has to be the storytelling.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Bruce, even beyond the storytelling, we talk a little bit of politics. We talk about the Red Sox and the Patriots. We don't talk about the Yankees, but I'll just throw that in. No, just kidding.
There must be somebody in Rhode Island that talks about the Yankees.
Yeah. And you know, our volunteers are really incredible. Recently, we were out in the community and we heard the story of one of our clients. He lived in East Providence, and his daughter was telling us that he knows every single volunteer that comes to his door. And not only does he know them, he shares the experiences with them, with his family. So he knew the guy on Monday was the Bruins fan, and the person on Tuesday was the politics person, and Wednesday the meal was delivered by a group home. And it was always nice to be able to engage with those individuals. And so when we were talking with the daughter, it really kind of showed the impact of how much, you know, people not only look forward to the delivery, but how personalized it is. And Bruce, you mentioned that we're a statewide organization. Let me tell you a little bit about what that looks like. So not only are we serving seniors in every community throughout the Ocean State, we're also relying on volunteers from those communities to deliver the meals. And then we have special partnerships, specifically with the Portsmouth Senior Center, the Tiverton Senior Center, and the Edward King Center. They are senior centers that accept our meals each weekday, and the volunteers go to those senior centers to pick up the meals and then bring them back out in the community. So these senior centers really hold a special, role in our organization, because they're almost like the Meals on Wheels face in the community each day by supporting our work and being partners.
Well, you certainly could not ask for better groups than those two that you mentioned, the Portsmouth Senior Center and the Edward King House. I mean, those are some great folks right there. So you've got great volunteers and great helpers helping out other great volunteers and great helpers. So,
and we love to spend time in the community. Yeah. So just a couple weeks ago, Meals on Wheels joined the director of the Office of Healthy Aging, Maria Cimini. So
yes,
she reports to the governor and, you know, is oversees Meals on Wheels and all sorts of other wonderful programs to help older adults statewide. And Carmilla Greer, you might know Carm.
Love Carmilla. We just had Maria on, too, a couple of weeks ago. So we know both of those ladies.
Oh, nice. So we were in and we took a moment to celebrate Hunger Action Month and Senior Center Month together, because they both happened in the month of September, and it's the alignment of our work. Carm at the Edward King Center, the wonderful things that she does, but also serving as a Meals on Wheels dispatch site to address hunger and doing that as a senior center. So if you check out the Office of Healthy Aging's Facebook page, there's a picture there of myself and Carm and the director coming together. And, you know, I'll admit we talked a little bit of strategy and advocacy when the three of us were on site together. And back in March, we held a ribbon cutting at the Portsmouth Senior Center.
Nice.
They weren't always a Meals on Wheels dispatch site, but they had gone to a new location and we'd gotten in touch and they said, we really want to do this. Like, let's do it together. So we went over there. It was a cold day in March, actually. Now that it was one of those days where it's bright and you feel like it's spring, but it's cold like winter.
Yes.
And so we held a ribbon cutting with their team and a member of the Portsmouth Town Council. I think her name was Linda Yusa. She came. She was part of the ribbon cutting, and that was a nice little way to, you know, celebrate the work of the Portsmouth Senior Center and thank them for being a Meals on Wheels partner. And then after that, we went down the street and we delivered a meal to one of our clients in Portsmouth.
Nice.
So we got to sit and chat and, you know, just kind of like, you know, figure out like what she liked about the menu, what she liked about the volunteers. And it's just so, I mean, being in the community and really experiencing our mission in action, it's one of the funnest things we can do. And Bruce, we'll have to find some time. Maybe the two of us can get together in the future and we can show you our stuff.
You've got it. You've got it. Let's pick up on our conversation in just a minute here. We're talking to Brady, the executive director of Meals on Wheels of Rhode Island, and we'll continue in just a minute here in the Open Forum. It's an Elder Affairs edition, the Open Forum here on FM 101.1 and AM 1540. Welcome back to the Open Forum. It's an Elder Affairs edition, and we're having a great chat with the executive director of Meals on Wheels of Rhode Island, Megan Grady. And we've been just talking about friends that we have in common here, Megan, and that doesn't include the thousands and thousands of people who your Meals on Wheels staff visits each and every day. How many people are out there working and supporting and delivering?
Oh, gosh, that's a big question there. So right now, we currently serve 1,300 clients each weekday. Now, that 1,300 number, it's loose, right? Like, it could be as many as 1,350 clients a day, you know, maybe a little bit lighter on a Friday or a Monday. Of that, we serve a significant handful of individuals in Newport County, a couple hundred each day. We, you know, are proud to have a real strong footprint in Newport County. And gosh, the number of volunteers, we rely on over 500 volunteers each year. You know, you've met one Meals on Wheels volunteers, you've only met one. We have everything from retired individuals to stay-at-home moms, group homes, corporate partners. People who it's been like their family legacy to give back and deliver for Meals on Wheels. The list kind of goes on and on. And when it comes to our donors, I'd be remiss if I didn't call out a couple true supporters here.
Yeah.
Bank Newport, Newport Fed, and of course the Van Buren Charitable Foundation have been longtime generous supporters of our work. You know, you shouldn't name names. These are just kind of people that I'm calling out as, you know, ones that we are regularly in touch with. There are many other individuals in Newport County, many other businesses, organizations, foundations that help us put our mission into action. And we are incredibly grateful for that.
No doubt. Are there donors, Megan, who donate in kind and donate goods? Or what form does the donation take? Is it one particular form or can it be a lot of different things?
Bruce, that's a great question. So our volunteers are donating their time.
Sure.
And they're also donating, like, their mileage, right? Like, they're driving their own vehicles, their gas, the wear and tear. We have individuals that benefit. We have clients on Meals on Wheels that benefit from what we call our pet food program. It's currently serving 20 individuals, and I hate to acknowledge it, but it's only in the Providence area right now. We hope to grow it in the future. But that pet food program brings pet food, whether it's a small cat or dog, to our clients to help them continue to age in place with the companionship of a small cat or dog. It's how we address the isolation and loneliness that a homebound person might feel. That runs totally on donations. People hold pet food drives for us. We have strategic relationships with different pet food stores that make donations to us. And then we have something called the Senior Wish Program.
Yeah.
Each year around the holidays, people will host drives for items that a homebound person could use, whether it's, I don't know, crossword puzzles, playing cards, some household items like an electric can opener. We have a whole list on our website at rimeals.org. And so we collect items, and then around the holidays, we bring them out with the meals as a way to spread some holiday cheer.
Wow. Isn't that amazing? I'm sure that people listening to our chat here, Megan Grady, had no idea that Meals on Wheels did this. What a wonderful thing. And you're so right. I mean, it really, and it goes back to what we were saying at the top, that it is more than just someone bringing a meal. It is a support program. It addresses so many aspects of someone who is unable to get out of their home, but still wants to have that quality of life. And this adds to it. And it's almost intuitive that your organization and your people are able to really tap into this and provide this amazing service. So all well and good, get all of that stuff. What did you do during COVID?
First, we were delivery heroes for older adults statewide. We operated without disruption during the COVID-19 pandemic, and we surged from 1,200 clients a day to as many as 4,000. Now, we wouldn't have been able to do this without the support of our volunteers. As I mentioned, we were delivery heroes. Our caterer that kept on trucking along and got us the meals to deliver each day. The funding that we leveraged, whether it be through the support of donors, family foundations, private corporations, people were generous and it mattered. And we leveraged funds from the Family First Corona Response Act, the CARES Act, and we continue to respond to COVID-19 and leverage American Rescue Plan Act funds. Yeah. And then last but not least, the leadership of our board of directors. You know, this was a different type of response for Meals on Wheels. You know, we traditionally have kind of done what we did every day. And when the opportunity came up to really respond to COVID, to intensify our services, you know, to take some very calculated risks, right? Like when people were at home, you know, and isolating, we were still doing our thing every day. And yeah, for many times, we were the only person a homebound older adult was seeing. And so that kept them safe at home. And we are incredibly, incredibly proud of this COVID-19 response.
Boy, it is just breathtaking to behold, if you think about this. Really amazing. So that having been said, you have to be thinking of what's next. I mean, nobody's planning for another pandemic. But hey, you've got 20 million meals under your belt. And you've got to be planning for the next 20 million.
Funny, you should bring it up. No, yes, we are absolutely planning for our next 20 million meals. And that's actually the name of our 2025 strategic plan. Our board of directors has really been incredible. You know, being futuristic about our work and thinking about what do we need to do now to prepare for those next 20 million meals. Thinking about how we innovate and scale our more than a meal model. Are there other things that we can do that align with our mission to better serve Rhode Island's older adults? And probably most importantly, thinking about how we sustain and grow our home delivered meal program. We've got some challenges ahead of us, right? The rising cost of food, the rising cost of gas, the labor shortage. Those are really the three main inputs of our more than a meal model. And when we look at those challenges against an aging population here in Rhode Island, we're going to be adding 100,000 seniors to our population in the next 10 years. One in four Rhode Islanders is going to be an older adult. You know, we need to think about how we look at this increasing demand for Meals on Wheels against the challenges that we've identified. And so that is what our strategic plan will help us do. Our future is bright, and we look forward to, you know, getting to our next 20 million meals probably a little bit faster. than we
yeah,
did.
Yeah, probably isn't going to take
our
you 53
first
years.
Million meals. But no, our plan, we're proud of it. We will announce it probably. We announced the framework in June. We'll be sharing the plan a little bit later before the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, it was a lot of work, and the board really dug deep and thought long and hard about how we, you know, how we think about the next 20 million meals. And it was a real pleasure to work with them in the experience.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. I mean, there can't be any more than an increased demand for your services. I mean, you know, when you got close to the 20 millionth, what was everybody thinking? Was were your drivers thinking, oh, maybe it's going to be me? Or what was the kind of mindset that was going on?
There was a lot of excitement internally in the organization. I think it was like a week before we pulled everybody together and we had a celebration lunch and some recognition of everyone, because, you know, everyone in our organization, right, whether they answer the phones or provide a meal or you know, or are on the fundraising or the finance side, everybody does their part, right? And so we came together and we celebrated a week before. And then we got together with Governor McKee, Lieutenant Governor Matos, and we honored one of our clients, 93 years old, Bernadette Crawley, goes by Bernie. She was absolutely thrilled to be the recipient of the 20 millionth home delivered meal and welcome the governor and lieutenant governor in her home for the occasion.
Wow. What a thrill that must have been. That's great. Go Bernie. Whereabouts did she live?
Central Falls.
Oh, isn't that fantastic?
Yeah, and she lives independently in her home. She was a wonderful person. And I'll admit, the governor must have sat and chatted with us maybe 30 minutes. It was a really it was a really celebratory, wonderful, memorable
nice
delivery.
Oh, man. What a great story. And just so, so great to find out all about Meals on Wheels. And, I mean, everybody listening has to be more of a fan now, Megan. I mean, really. So we have less than a minute here. So if someone would like to find out more about Meals on Wheels from a donor perspective, from perhaps you know someone that might benefit by Meals on Wheels, how can we find out more about Meals on Wheels of Rhode Island?
Visit our website at rimeals.org to refer yourself or someone you know for the home delivered meal program, to volunteer in your community, or to make a donation to our important work. That's rimeals.org.
Excellent. We'll look forward to speaking with you in another few short weeks, and we hope to find out more about your plans, and we wish you nothing but the best. Thanks very, very much for being with us today. Megan Grady, thank you.
Thank you, Bruce. Stay in touch.
Megan Grady, the Executive Director of Meals on Wheels of Rhode Island, rimeals.org. Just ahead, Dr. Jonathan Suborn, Stephanie, Jane, here in the Elder Affairs edition of the Open Forum from FM 101.1 and AM 1540.